Damon Witten joining us now post-game, and I don't know what we even say about that game. First period was a disaster right out of the gate, but they made a game of it. They came back. They never gave up, and Nick Kossoff really showed that, hey, the Lakers have a goaltender next year, too.
Yeah, well, we've talked plenty, you know, and this time of year in playoff hockey, you're not going to win a game 7-6. I mean, absolutely unacceptable performance defensively, and, you know, really shared by a lot of guys. Beyond Gordy Dayfield, I thought he really got hung out to dry, and really no chance for him in any of those goals. And you mentioned maybe the one lone bright spot is Nick going in there and doing a good job for us in a tough role. You know, actually, you know, they started scoring early, but our first 3-4 minutes, I thought we were good. We got pucks established down low. All of a sudden, there's a breakdown from one of our young forward, gets beat down the ice and makes it a 2-on-1. Les Brunt's made a great pass. And, you know, so our tracking and our D-zone coverage early on was really poor, but I thought we lost foot races. We lost 50-50 battles. You know, give them credit. They make that happen, but not an acceptable effort from our part.
Yeah, it was, I talked about it several times during the game tonight. I thought Michigan Tech, their forwards and even their D, you talked about that pregame, their defense like to go to the net. They'll just join the attack. It's like five guys are going in around your net. I thought some of our defensemen got exposed for slow a foot tonight. They got beat the pucks, and Tech turned that into several goals, especially early in the game. And they threw the puck around like it was on a string in that first period a few times.
Well, you mentioned, I think their speed gave us fits for sure, you know, starting from their back end. But you got guys like Sturrios and Jackson who can also fly. You know, they're built that way by design to play with pace. And, you know, we certainly were short in that end of it tonight, you know, everywhere, not just our D, our forwards. And part of that's our habits and our heaviness on pucks. And they look like a very experienced Moxie playoff team, and we look like we got blinded by the bright lights.
Yeah, I think that's a very good assessment right there. It's kind of how I felt about it too. And we just look like a team that got outmaneuvered in almost every area there tonight. A lot of shots on goal, and I don't think Gordy Dayfield can be faulted either. You took him out for a minute there and let him catch his breath, and you put Nick in there, and then you brought Gordy back during the media timeout in the first period, and they scored a couple more goals, and then Nick came in and did really a very good job.
Well, disaster of a start. I mean, we had to use our timeout a couple minutes into it, so you want to try to settle things down. You bring Gordy out to buy a little bit more time and try to settle things down, and again, not on Gordy. I thought he had almost no chance on those goals. And yeah, I mean, we know we got to track and be on the D side against a team like this that plays with that pace. We didn't do a good job there. I think they had two or three goals that came with from about 5 or 8 feet around our net, and you know, just tying up sticks and owning the paint. We've talked about that and weren't able to get it done. Again, give them credit, they did a good job of it, but we got to be a heck of a lot better if we're going to extend this thing to three games.
Yeah, we got to be a lot quicker in our own zone in that first period. In fact, during the game throughout at various times, Reed Sturrows, Joel Lesperance, Tyler Hainan, Jake Jackson, they beat us wide. They get outside our D-men, and then they just use their arm to fend us off and go to the net, and they just made great plays. I thought they really wanted to win this game, and we said that the other day when we talked in the Laker Hockey Show. Michigan Tech's on a mission right here. They look like a really good team, although the Lakers did come back and score four goals on them.
Yeah, they showed, again, that playoff experience. They were more prepared for us in terms of the you know, the situation. I remember when I was here at Michigan Tech, we went down to Bowling Green in our first and second year, and it was the opposite. You know, BG was a couple years ahead of where we were at, and we went down there and kind of said, oh boy, you know, we weren't ready to play that playoff mindset and intensity. And, you know, but our young guys got to take a step really quick, because if we don't, it'll be another long night tomorrow night. So we'll regroup, we'll look at some things to clean up, and, you know, playing on the right side of pucks will give us a much better chance. I did like the pushback, and, you know, we made a game of it for sure and had a little bit of a chance. You know, that late penalty certainly didn't help. We had the goal we pulled, 6-on-5, was in possession time in the offensive zone to tie that thing up. But, you know, again, we've got to learn, move forward, and be a lot better tomorrow.
Well, good luck on doing that. And you got some extra guys tonight. You could put some people in the lineup. You could make a few changes. You brought everybody with you here, so we could look in that direction too.
Yeah, we'll look at that. I mean, you know, I don't know that, you know, those guys, you're not asking those guys to come in and be the difference makers. It's the guys that you count on all year and play a major role in major minutes. You know, those are the guys that have got to be better and more urgent and ready to win their battles. And, you know, that'll be the important part of it, and then being a much better team defensively. You know, we're looking to win 2-1, 3-2, something like that in a playoff game. You know, pitch a shutout, but giving up six, you'll never get it done. So thank you, Bill.
All righty, Damon Witten joining us post-game here. Tough loss for the Lakers tonight.